Yes, that was quite an event. 5,000, almost 5,000 of these petitions that were really, truly, genuine. They were signed by individuals throughout the state that opposed this project. And we were fortunate to, for a while the rain was very threatening, but we were able to hang almost 5,000 of these sheets on strings that were 11 rows that were 300 feet long each. So we did, and we got some good publicity about this. I'll be very brief on this. Some of the towns, like towns for Colebrook as an example, we have zoning in our town, and it's up to the zoning ordinance to be challenged, I guess, by this company. And I'll just, because it's awful long, but just one particular paragraph that really caught my attention. Any buildings, any structure, anything that will be built in the town of Colebrook and any other town, I suppose, that do have ordinances the same, requires a building permit. Any structure that are going to be over 33 feet in Colebrook requires a special permit or maybe no permit at all. It all depends. Right now, 33 feet is the maximum height of any structure. But there are special exemptions. They list certain items that could meet certain exceptions, and at this point it would be up to the select board and probably the planning board to rule on this. And it says special exemptions are designed to permit certain types of use when such abuse would not be detrimental to the public health, safety, character, and welfare of Colebrook. A special exception may be allowed if, after application and hearing thereon, the board finds that the following conditions are met. They will accept certain exemption, but there's four items here that are very, very critical, and they have to be met according to our rules. A, the specific site is an appropriate location for such use. Well, that can be challenged. B, property value in Colebrook will not be reduced by such abuse, and the use will not cause undue financial burden to the town. Well, we talked about taxes, and we know doggone well that I don't care how they slice it, the towns are not going to be benefiting financially with this. Because as we stated earlier, originally they were going to go possibly by my place, but now it looks like maybe they won't. If my property is devalued by this power line coming through, I have a right to go to the planning to the select board and demand a property abatement. And by law, they have to give it to me. So that means that if they reduce my property taxes by, say, $1,000, $1,200, $1,500, if you are not inside with this, the amount of money that I'm going to be, abated, you're going to have to make up for it. So when they're telling us that we're going to gain in taxes, that's not a true figure. Another item here, it says, no nuisance or unreasonable hazard to the natural or constructive environment will occur. Well, I think that speaks for itself. And then the last one is adequate. An appropriate facility will be provided for the proper operation and maintenance of the proposed use. What are they going to do to spray the area? What are they going to do to control the growth of vegetation and all of this? So all these things. So any towns that don't have ordinances or that don't have zoning, I would recommend that you get your select boards and your planning boards and get something in motion. This is one other obstacle that you would have to probably answer to. And as far as the rest of it, I want to thank you all for doing what you're doing, Bob. And Larry, as our representative, I've been to some of your meetings. Give him hell, continue, please.